The social changes that occurred around the dawn of the 20th century made a major impact on women's opportunity to participate in and influence society. Through community organizations, education, and employment opportunities, women's spaces emerged. These changes also enabled women to reject heterosexual marriage and provide for themselves. In Reykjavik, several well-known women cohabited for varying lengths of time. Many of them had romantic relationships, but it is not known whether they were sexual in nature. There were also no words like homosexual, bisexual, or lesbian that could be used to define the women or their practices. Neither society nor the women themselves had tools to define them based on sexual orientation. There was certainly some gossip about them in town, but the nature of their relationships was mostly shrouded in silence. Did this silence grant women more freedom than men to live queer family life?